drank the water, and the lilacs died, and the lilacs drank the water, marking the slow, slow, slow passing of time. I get so angry, baby, at something you might say. I dream about an awful stranger, work my way through the day. I run it like a silent movie, I run it like a violent song, run it like a voice compelling, so right it can't be wrong. I'm a broken record riding in the dust bed. I fill myself back up like I used to do. And if my bones are made of delicate sugar, I won't end up anywhere good without you. I need your love too. When I live a sparse existence, I'll drop down in the fold, lean into an urge and falter, spin silence into gold. I run it like the crop of kismet, I run it like a dilettante, I run it like I'm happy, baby, like I got everything I want.
Songs with Words.
And you're listening to 91.5
WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Joe.
This is Veronica.
And
welcome.
Welcome to our show. You just heard
Lilacs
by Wakahachi.
I think it's Waxahachie.
Waxahachie. Okay, well.
Sorry.
Sorry she made that up, so I can say it however.
It's true. It's true.
And what are we going to hear next?
We're going to hear a song that I know one of our current listeners has been listening to lately because she just played it. Hi, Emma, on her radio show. Sorry, I forgot what your show is called, but it is on Mondays at noon, except not today because she just posted it on the WMFO sublist. Anyways, the song is Great Divide by The Cardigans.
There's a monster growing in our hands, pressed up on the wicked things we've said. A great divide between us now, something we should know. There's something to something to forget.
poetry line. I'll ride across the park, backseat on the 79. Wasted days you've come to pass.
M79 by Vampire Weekend, and before that
was All Night All Day by Big Thief.
Awesome, awesome lineup today, honestly.
And next we have the entire new Taylor Swift album.
Get ready!
Just kidding, guys. We have Bleed to Love Her by Fleetwood Mac, and then...
And then you'll find out.
And then you'll find out. Oh my god, I'm keeping it a secret.
Yeah.
Alright, well, here is Bleed to Love Her. Enjoy.
Out to kiss me. How she takes my breath away, pretending that she don't miss me. Oh, I would bleed to love her. Oh,
vanishes in thin air. She's not there. Shake, 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 shake.
Have you seen the old man in the closed-down market, kicking up the paper with his worn-out shoes? In his eyes you see no pride, and held loosely at his side, yesterday's paper telling yesterday's news. So how can you tell me you're lonely, and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old girl who walks the streets of London, dirt in her hair and her clothes in rags? She's no time for talking, she just keeps right on walking, carrying her home in two carrier bags. So how can you tell me you're lonely, and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind. All-night cafe at a 11:15, same old man sitting there on his own, looking at the world over the rim of his teacup. Each tea lasts an hour and he wanders home alone. So how can you tell me you're lonely? Don't say for you that the sun don't shine. Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old man outside the seaman's mission, memory fading with the metal ribbons that he wears? In our winter city, the rain cries a little pity for one more forgotten hero and a world that doesn't care. So how can you tell me you're lonely, and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. So,
I love
PSA. So I just gave a PSA and it was so long and the mic wasn't on.
Oh, no.
Rest in peace to that air also. Probably 1 minute of dead air.
Wow.
Sorry. Horrible. Sorry to the ghost of Charlotte Ewald. Do you want to hear it again?
Yes. We want to hear it again.
Come build community over a delicious, nutritious, and free monthly meal in Somerville's Davis Square. Every dinner always includes vegetables along with a nutritious and filling main course plus coffee and dessert. Hearty Meals for All hosts these free meals for everybody who stops by on the second Friday of every month from 5 to 7 p.m. at 31 College Ave in Somerville. For absolutely no money at all, guests can enjoy a sit-down meal and socialize with the other attendees or even take a free packaged meal with them to eat later. Vegetarian options are available upon request. Everybody is welcome. For more information, visit heartymealsforall.org. That's heartymealsforall.org. A public service message from WMFO and Medford, Tufts Community Radio, and heartymealsforall.org. Sorry
Yay!
About that.
Yay! I love PSAs.
I like that one. Nobody really does that one. But that's a really wholesome one.
Yeah, underrepresented PSA.
Yeah. We just heard a few songs.
What did we hear?
Bleed to Love Her by Fleetwood Mac. Lou Reed was my babysitter from the new Jeff Tweedy album.
Streets of London by Ralph McTell.
And Godzilla Rises by Being Dead.
And up next, you're going to hear the most underground song of all time. By a Jewish camp counselor in right next to my hometown. And that is Marie by Adam Michael Rothberg.
Awesome. Can't wait.
Seems like only yesterday I moved back home and took a small apartment that I could call my own. And every other Sunday I drove to the laundromat. It was a Sunday late in May when Marie and I first met. She told me she was new in town and we went out for tea. I told her where she should and shouldn't shop for groceries. And we talked about the crazy things life threw in our direction. Walked around till midnight and then she drove me home. Marie. She'd pick me up on Sundays and we'd find a breakfast spot. She would have eggs Benedict, she liked that one a lot. And I would get the number 3 with coffee and wheat toast. And bets were being placed between the waitress and the host. So it was later on that year I finally proposed. The waitress started crying and so did the host. Marie just took my hand and led me to the laundromat. She never said a word, but I knew just what she meant. She meant, let's not change a thing. You know I love you and I always will, so please don't change a thing. I never loved you for a diamond ring, Marie. Several years have gone by since the day that we were wed. Every morning of our honeymoon we ate breakfast in bed. The waitress was her bridesmaid, the host was my best man. The owner of that laundromat played in the wedding band. And my mother bought the two of us a washer and a dryer for the house, which we promptly sold, remembering our vows to let's not change a thing. You know I love you and I always will, so please don't change a thing. I never loved you for a diamond ring. Let's not change a thing. You know I love you and I always will, so please don't change a thing. I never loved you for a diamond ring, Marie.
Say I'm so stressed and I say oh I know, and you just took a test so I ask how did it go, and you say fine, look at the time, whoa, I've got to go, and then you go, and we're both happy for that conversation to end. You are my superficial friend. You say what's up and I say fine, and you say how you doing, I say not much, just killing time, and you say what, and I say what do you mean, and you say what was that you said, and pretty soon we just decide to stare at the floor instead, and we got three more floors to go, these elevator silences seem to never end. You are my superficial friend, and maybe in another life you could be my lover, and you in the corner there you could be my soul brother, and maybe start to understand one another, but baby, in this life you are just another face to fill the spaces. You might even be an alien, and maybe if we made an effort, but that's a big if, cause I don't think that you would care if I fell off a cliff. If my ship should sink, I don't think you'd notice any diff. So it really ain't no wonder that our conversation's stiff, and before it's begun I can't wait for it to end. Are my superficial friend. I say, what's up, dude? You say, what's up, my main man? Hey, didn't I see you the other night at that party with that band? And I say, yeah, that shit got crazy. Hey, you the man? No, you the man. And I can't remember your name, and I don't think that you can remember mine. But we sure seem happy when we see each other at the West End. You are my superficial friend, and maybe in another life you could be my lover, and you in the corner there you could be my soul brother, and maybe we could start to understand one another, but baby, in this life you are just another face to fill the spaces. You might even be an alien, and maybe if we made an effort, but that's a big if, cause I don't think that you would care if I fell off a cliff. If my ship should sink, I don't think you'd notice any diff. So it really ain't no wonder that our conversation's stiff, and before it's begun I can't wait for it to end. You are my superficial friend. You say, how you doing? I say, I'm so chillin', I'm in such a good mood. Been listening to Bob Dylan, singing all these pretty people disappear like smoke. And it got me to thinking, ain't it such a bad joke? How we walk through each other's lives like strangers on a bus. How we never come together, I mean, look at us. You live one story down, you might as well live in Tahiti. Where the hell on some sunny day don't you come on up and see me? We'll go down to the park and play with pigeons all day. We'll learn to pigeon walk and pigeon talk. Come on, what do you say? And you say, okay, that's
sounds nice. I mean, how could I refuse it? Just a word of advice, marijuana, don't abuse it. I mean, go crazy if you wanna, but get some sleep, you sure could use it. And look me up sometime, I'm in the directory under Who's It. And you laugh a little laugh to show that you are half joking. And you get off on your floor before I can say I wasn't talking. I was high on Bob Dylan, but I really didn't mean to offend. I forgot you're just my superficial friend.
Conundrum for the Bone Collector. All love is merely fear of apprehension. You love the antic magician, but fear has wand. You ate an apple contrary to instruction. Now there's a corpse in the pond. Well, nothing matters, therefore be austere. Bitten, you ask, why not bitten hard? You've erred and turned against the turning year. Now there are bones in the yard. What you cannot forget, you can ignore. Your love is built on stone and for all time. All love is sin or guilt, and what is more, flesh melts under lime. The antic magus who foresaw your birth, what does he augur now, you often ask? There are some other things I could unearth. There is the skull on your desk. The seeds of the apple scatter everywhere. The corpse in the pond will call on you sometime. Beware him or the three gifts he will bear. Of the three gifts he will bear. One will be lime.
Again. So tired you can hardly lift your head, but you wanna hear a story before you go to bed. So if you'll be quiet and listen patiently, I'll sing you a song that my mother sang to me. Little cowboy, put your saddle in the barn, tie your horse up tight so we'll know no harm. Put your hat and your guns beside you on the chair. Don't forget you got to say a little prayer. Little cowboy, you better hit the Sandman trail or you'll be late for round of time, you know. If you wanna be a cowboy, you better rest a while, little cowboy baby of the old corral, little cowboy baby of the old corral.
A little double-decker cowboy moment there with Little Cowboy from Harry Nilsson and Cowboy Song by our very own Quinn Kessel.
Yes.
Thank you, Quinn.
Thank you, Quinn.
And before that was a poem by, I didn't even say the author, it was Errol Pritchard from the 1959 autumn-winter issue of the Paris Review. That was a conundrum for the Bone Collector, which I didn't expect to read as awkwardly as it did, but it was kind of an experience.
I have a poem.
Okay.
I'm going to go on our cowboy theme and play my favorite cowboy poem.
Play your favorite cowboy poem.
We'll play. Just say. I'm going to say it, but it's going to be like playing it. You know, cowboy poetry is actually a very large genre of American folk art.
That's awesome.
And this is by probably one of the most famous cowboy poems, if you know about cowboy poetry. This is Gail Gardner, and it's called Tying Knots in the Devil's Tail. Away up high in the Sairy Peats, where the yeller jack pine grows tall, old Sandy Bob and Buster Jig had a rodeer camp last fall. Oh, they'd taken their hoses and their running irons, and maybe a dog or two, and lowered they'd brand any long-eared calves that come within their view. And any old doggie that flapped long ears and didn't bush up by day had his long ears whittled and his old hide scorched in a most artistic way. Now, one fine day, old Sandy Bob, he throwed his seago down. I'm sick of the smell of burning hair, and I lows I'm going to town. So they saddled up hits emmelope fur. It weren't no sight of a ride, and them was the days when a buckaroo could aisle up his insides. They starts her in the Kentucky bar at the head of Whiskey Row, and they winds up down at the Depot House, some 40 drinks below. They then sets up and turns around and goes the other way, and to tell you the godforsaken truth, them boys got stewed that day. As they were a-riding back to camp, a-packing a pretty good load, who should they meet but the devil hisself just a-prancing down the road? Says he, "You orny cowboy skunks, you better hunt e-holes, for I've come from Hell's Rim Rock just to gather in your souls. See, Sandy Bob, oh, devil be damned, we boys is kind of tight, but you ain't a-gonna gather no cowboy souls without some kind of oh fight. So Sandy Bob punched a hole in his rope and he swang her straight and true, and he lapped it onto the devil's horns, ah, he'd taken his dallies too. Now Buster Jig was a riot man, and his gut line coiled up neat, so he shaken her out, a built him a hoop, and he lashed the devil's hind feet. They stretched him out and they tailed him down while the irons were again hot. They cropped and swaller forked his ears, then they branded him up a lot. They pruned his horns with a dehorn and saw, and they knotted his tail for a joke. Then they rid off and left him there, necked it to a blackjack oak. Well, if you ain't ever high up in the Sairy Peats and you hear one hell of a wail, you know it's that devil a-blarin' around about them knots in his tail.
Oh my God.
Those cowboy poems are hard to read, and I don't think I did the best job ever, but you get the point. Anyways, you should look into them. They're really
great.
That
was awesome. That was on 8azcowboypoets.org.
Yes.
So there's your resource.
Okay, next.
Well, that was awesome.
Sorry.
And before that, I just want to say that we did hear, I actually did win the contest of most niche. Most niche Spotify artists that we know personally, or rather, I guess you tangentially knew personally, but Weird Superficial Friend from my sophomore year AP European History teacher, Josh Perlman.
Actually, I then beat you after that.
Okay, fine.
Veronica tried to beat me with her most niche Spotify artist, and then I played our dear friend Quinn, have 3 less listeners than that Spotify artist.
Which is horrible, because Quinn should have 1 million listeners on Spotify.
He should.
Which
go
is why I didn't
him.
Even realize.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay, let's get back on to it. Tell me about Trey Burt.
Trey Burt. Trey Burt.
An American, by the way.
Sweet Misery. We're going to be playing Trey Burt, Sweet Misery.
You can see the ring of darkness covering up the light, but to see it is to admit that it's just passing by. My friend in New York City, she calls me time and time, and I tell her made up stories, but never tell her lies. And the weight of my heart, it swings me left to right like a wrecking ball on a 6-foot chain forever all my life. It only goes to show, sweet misery. You can follow me down to the end of my path, but you still gotta get through me. Talking to, go sit down by your lonesome and entertain the fool. I was late to the party and I'm eating someone's food, but I've never been so hungry to be without a clue. It only goes to show, sweet misery. You can follow me down to the end of my path, but you still gotta get through me. Yeah, you can follow me down to the end of my path, but you still gotta get through me.
why.
This is Songs with Words, and you're listening to 91.5
FM WMLO. Medford Top Street for Radio. This is Joe.
Goodbye.
A moment of bliss. Tell me what's in a kiss. What's in a dream? Is it all the things you'd like to have been? All the places that you haven't yet seen? Tell me what's in a dream. I know it's really rather stupid of me, honestly don't know. Every time I try to find a solution, I'm surprised that how quickly I've become so slow. What's in a kiss? Have you ever wondered just what it is? More perhaps than just one moment of bliss. Tell me what's in a kiss. Supply you with your every need. What's in a kiss? Have you ever wondered just what it is? More perhaps than just one moment of bliss. Tell me what's in a kiss.